Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed. But you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Listen to me very carefully.
You're listening to Virat Hill Hardcore Asia. How's it, baby?
My mission is to go and destroy and not to let anything get involved. You get punched, you get hurt. I refuse to be hurt, knocked down, and knocked out. I can't lose. I refuse to lose.
He's been mentioned as a possible opponent.
I take all comers. I don't duck any man.
Can we assume that Michael Gokes is one of the prospects?
All comers. Come one, come all. Because nobody can get close to me. They're not even close. I'm the best fighter in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned into the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, Bing. Just hope I'm coming through loud and clear. Right here on RBN. And, so it's brought to you by TLBTalk.com. TLBTalk.com. Real Social Network. Yes. Gosh. Monday already? Gosh. You know, doing this thing all time. You know, I do about 20 hours of radio a week. Oh, man, what do you people want from me? I swear. If it wasn't, for the 10 hours that I do on RBN, and then, you know, there's Red Pill Nation, and then there's the other spots that I do. That's 20 hours a week. That's a part-time job. Like, literally. It's a time that I do enjoy. But, you know, I want you guys' help to... matter of fact, I want to issue a challenge to you guys to send in material. Send in YouTube clips that you want me to comment on. You see something, you know, that's on YouTube that's ruffling your feathers or a subject matter, email Mike. You know, send it to me on my profile, even. TLBTalk.com. No, not Facebook, not Twitter. TLBTalk.com. And, because me curating all the content all the time, you know, I'm the host. I'm not even supposed to be doing that. That's some producer type stuff. That's audience type stuff. Now, I just want some more audience participation now. Come on. I know you guys like picking up when I'm putting down, but, you know, I can be one-dimensional sometimes. I can be, you know, walking around with my blinders on. If I have you guys contributing and, you know, stirring up the pot a little bit, then, you know, we can do that. But anyways, for this evening and probably for the duration of the week, I'm going to have a guest host on here with me. And Mike, I'm going to need you to grab Rearson and put him in the show. Go ahead and put him in the call. He messaged me saying he was ready. So, if you guys don't know, Rearson is the co-host of Red Pill Nation. And I as far as I've heard from some of you guys, he's your favorite member on the show. Besides myself, of course, I assume. As a matter of fact, let me see if I can get him going here, because he's calling me on the other line, and I would actually rather him just be brought in here if I can figure out how to do that. It's Steve. You're not even in the other call, are you? Okay. Well, then, you're going to have to give us a minute here. So, can we take an early commercial break here? Just a short one, and then I will bring him on in once my Skype actually does something. This is actually not... Okay, there you go. That's a good thing, because my Skype just decided not to react to any of my clicks. So, let's see.
Hey, hey.
Oh, there he is. Man of the hour.
Hold on.
Yeah. So, I want to... while he's quieting his environment,
I'm
going to get things going here. And I've actually been going through some old school stuff here, school movies, educating Little Miss over here about black cinema. Yes, I did end up getting a copy of Meteor Man. Today we watched Ghost Dog, which was pretty cool. I actually don't remember too much of that movie. It's been so long. But what a movie. You gotta give it up to cult classics like that. But anyways, do we have you participating? Are you there, Rearson?
Yes, I am.
All right, now you do know. Got to hold the language.
Yep, I know.
The only standard on the show is that got to hold that language.
I'm pretty good.
You are good about it. It's usually Naroki that can't. Good form. Well, but I think that's probably one of the reasons why you're the favorite out of the show.
Well, I can skirt around with my choice of words if I feel the mood, but that's all right. Okay, anyway.
Okay, come on. That's the only one you get.
What?
I thought I heard an F-bomb. Whoa. Okay.
Okay.
My ears are filling in the rest, I think.
Wow, you're hallucinating. It's going to be a good one today. Okay.
All right, so let's start off the show by you telling us about some Trudeau, since you are Canadian. Can you put Trudeau in an American perspective as to what you're dealing with over there in Canada? What part of Canada are you in, by the way?
Okay, let's start with that. Well, since the cat's been let out of the bag, either on your show or with Jaffe. I'm in Calgary. Originally, I was born in Ontario, what is now the fringe of the GTA, the Greater Toronto Area. I moved out here back in 1992, so I was about, that was my early 20s. I moved back and forth between the province, between Alberta and back to Ontario with my family, with my parents. And then I've been out here since 2000 or so, ever since. Can't stand it. I just don't like Ontario anymore. It's a huge province. I think it's the third largest province in Ontario, probably. But I mean, the Canadian provinces, by and large, are very large land masses, large sections anyway, especially compared to the States. I'll be honest with you, I haven't followed too much in terms of what's been going on with that douchebag. I guess my question right now is, it's kind of like, how my cousin had reacted when I called him up talking about his father. I was like, what did my father do now? So, what did Trudeau do now? And I'm asking that question in a genuine capacity. What did Trudeau, what stupidity has Trudeau done now?
Okay. Well, I mean, last thing I heard, is he training some Chinese troops over there?
Oh, that was a while ago from what I remember hearing about. I do remember he did make it known that's what he was dealing with. And that was about a year and a half ago now.
Good God. Oh, okay. I didn't know if it was still going on or not.
Well, I know that there's a CFB, Canadian Forces Base Suffield. That's based here in Alberta. And that is, I think that's more central Alberta. I don't really remember. But back when I was still living out in the Bow Valley, a place called Canmore, which is outside of Banff, and it's just a beautiful place if you ever get over there. I was working at one of the hotels there, and we had some of the British troops that were over here. The Bad Eye, I think is what it was called. But basically, it was they're over there cross training. So that was within the scope of NATO, and all things being equal right now. I'm just wondering how evil an organization NATO really is. But that's the extent that I've been exposed to. Let me just look that up here. Canada to train Chinese troops. Oh, good God. Yeah, that was about over 2 years ago, actually. Canada PM Justin Trudeau was upset over canceled invited Chinese troops to conduct cold weather training in Ontario. Oh, it was in Ontario. Oh, okay. Then what happened is that the court, apparently Canada's defense chief basically put a stop to that. Oh, okay.
So cool. They can put a stop to that, but they couldn't put a stop to a balloon that went through Canada to the United States.
I'll be honest with you, I mean,
that's what I heard. They went through Canada first. Am I incorrect on that one?
Oh, I was under the impression it went through Alaska and then it went through Canada.
Yeah.
And then there was one that was shot down. Maybe this is the same one. I don't know. This might have been the one that was shot down over Lake Huron, but that was more on the American side of it, I think.
Right. Yes.
I mean, I'm gonna have to find.
It could that be the reason why your guns are now banned, so that they can have clear airspace for Chinese spying balloons?
The only thing, man, that gives me any sense of hope right now with the insanity of what's called Canada is that this is all a great big frickin'... Well, as the saying goes within the truther community, is that this is a movie. And people like my father, moron at times, love the man, except when it comes to politics. He's just happily programmed. That's all I'm going to say. He's happily programmed. But, okay, you know what? To each their own. But... I can't wait to get out of this bloody apartment and away from my family, away from the
world. I was going to say, you got some stuff going on back there, don't you?
Yeah, it's a little... So that's the beauty of this microphone, is that it picks up everything, at least for me. The problem is that it picks up everything else. So, and I don't really know of a way to... I'm sure I can figure out a way to mute, tone it down, but anyway.
Well, okay, so... What does the media, what does the Canadian media say about the whole balloon thing? Just a weather balloon, or there has to be some kind of excuse as to why they didn't shoot it down and why we had to shoot it down.
Well, you've got better planes and overall better military than whatever Canada. Canada actually was pretty good with their military up until about, I think it was somewhere after World War II, and things got scaled back. Well, funny enough, talking about them, but the Trudeau Sr., or shall we say the cuck that he was, he really started to scale back military spending, which, now that I think about it, is very much in line with the with him basically being a communist. I mean, really, that's the only way that I can say that politely. In terms of whatever the media is going to say, oh, God. Well, they were bought and paid for... No, was it? They were bought and paid for 5 years ago. So...
And the rise of Trudeau's power?
No, they got bought and paid for by tax dollars. Canadian tax dollars. You want to talk about swinging to the left. When that was announced, not that I had any faith in the man, because I don't, but when that was announced, I was pretty much livid about the whole thing. And I don't think, and I remember I was at work too, it was like, in Canada, Canadian government is going to boost funding for media that's struggling. I'm thinking to myself, no, they're struggling. Yeah, they might be struggling, but I know
propaganda machine struggling, really,
yeah. Struggling with air quotes. But for me, the whole thing just came down to, I just saw it immediately for what it was, which is, oh, great. So people like my father are going to be happy to follow along and not know his head from his ass. I'll give my mother some credit, but then again, within my immediate family, I'm the only one I consider to be awake. I've got one sister that might be. My mother is starting to realize that things just don't add up. But my father, oh man, the man's lost. I hate saying it, but the man is just absolutely lost. So I make a point not to talk about politics with my father because he don't get it. So as for what would the media... Actually, that's a good question. What did the media have to say about it? Let's see what Global has to say about this. They've had some pretty good stuff that they've brought to light when they were still somewhat journalistic, but not so much anymore.
Okay.
But there's a gentleman that I have watched that I like to watch. He only puts out a 3-minute video typically on YouTube once a week, the Fat Electrician. And it's a confirmed kill. It's the first kill for the F-35, the F-22. One of the two, anyway. And it was up for debate as to whether or not that's an actual, defined as an actual kill. And going back to...
Well, the F-22s have been around for a while. They're being retired in the United States. We're all going F-35s now, so...
Okay.
Was probably an F-35.
Yeah, so it would be the F-35 then. But yeah, the F-35 has a confirmed kill of a balloon. Why was it the suspected Chinese spy balloon shot down over Canada? Because Trudeau's an idiot? Oh, no, he's a puppet. Let's see what they have to say here. Now, this is CTV. And CTV is one of the three national broadcasting companies. CTV buys a lot of American TV content. Like, they were the ones that were... The only thing from CTV that I ever watched was Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and that was fine up until they really went off the rails, and it was... It was... I Want to Make My Empire Great, or something like that. I went, really? Okay, I'm just going to watch the end of the season, and then after that, poof, I'm done. I think it fizzled out fairly quickly after all of that as well, too. Critics say U.S. again had ample time to shoot down a suspected Chinese spy balloon as it drifted across North America for a week, although it's unlikely Canadian jets could have done the job. You know, that actually doesn't surprise me. Because I think... I don't know what Canada has for jets. I know we had the Widowmaker, the F-18. And if that's the case... It's a decent fourth or maybe fifth generation fighter plane, but that's as far as it goes. Mm-hmm. It's like fourth. And it probably would have been, I think they would have had to take out, it would have been stationed if they did anything with it, probably would have been around either Suffield or Wayne. Right, I'm not sure what that's meaning here. Mississippi Wainwright. Okay, that's also in Alberta. Okay, then what about you actually have to make me think about these things.
Well, that's the kind of questions I ask.
Yeah. Okay. So okay, that makes more sense. So CFB Suffield is located in southeastern Alberta. So it's basically, okay, it's northwest of the city of Medicine Hat. Medicine Hat from Calgary, it's about a 3-hour drive. So for those British troops that were cross-training at CFB Suffield with their families when they would go out to Canmore, or Banff for that matter, that's about a 4-hour drive, 3 to 4 hour drive to get there. Which would be great. Which would be absolutely perfect. Those guys were pretty cool. So that answers the question for myself about that already.
I mean, the thing I'm getting at here is that, you know, Canada is supposed to be the United States' ally. And whatever you want to say about Biden being bought off by the Chinese,
Trudeau. Yeah,
we've already seen Canada attempt to train Chinese soldiers. And then now they let the Chinese balloons fly over. I mean, do we have... As Americans, is Canada, are we going to have to worry about Canadians flipping over to the other side here? Well, I mean, what do you think?
Okay, well, that question will depend on which part of the country you're asking. Would I be worried
about... Pretty divided up there, right?
It's... The political makeup overall is pretty similar to what you would see in... red versus blue states. And again, I'm just going to put this out there right now for your listeners and for yourself as well. Up here in Canada, red is blue and blue is red. So conservatives are Tory blue and the liberals are red.
Okay.
So I have to keep that in context with what I'm going to say here. Now, I did find this. So here's a quote that this is an outrageous intrusion. Conservative critic James Bezin told CTVnews.ca, if we're tracking this from the time it entered Alaskan airspace, the question is, why didn't NORAD take action sooner? Now, so this is shows that this is a Republican asking WTF, did this, you know, why did this happen? 200 feet tall maneuverable with a payload of sensors the size of three school buses. It approached North America near Alaska's Aleutian Islands on the 28th, crossed over Canadian airspace on the 30th, in the Northwest Territories across, and traveled south before entering the U.S. in Idaho on the 31st. And then it was shot down as it flew over Montana, home to one of three nuclear missile silo sites. I know one of them. That's the one around Great Falls, I believe, is what the place, Montana. Anyway, yeah, I know. Actually, I know someone who was stationed there and was a crew sergeant. Anyway, our crew chief. It was an F-22 that shot it down. F-22 fighter finally brought it down with an air-to-air sidewinder missile over the Atlantic Ocean near South Carolina. That's a long time it was up in the air. Biden said he wanted to shut down sooner, but was advised to wait until it was above the water to minimize potential damage and injuries from debris. I can see that as a possibility, yes, but you would think that they would be able to calculate, well, if it's over here and whatever the prevailing conditions are, like where it would be best to be shot down over.
Yeah, well, I think it's a BS excuse because, I mean, I've flown across America countless times. Mm-hmm. It's mostly empty land space.
In the middle, yeah.
So, yeah. Terrible excuse.
Oh, no, I completely agree. There's a political cartoon, I'll have to find it, with the spy balloon looking for intelligence, and it's over Ottawa, and the caption basically is, you ain't going to find much here. So I'll have to look for it on Facebook because I know I did see it there. Now, your question about, shows the political landscape.
Well, hold on. We'll get to that because we got to come up to a commercial break here.
All right.
So, everybody's listening, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This time I'll let it all come out. This time I'll stand up and shout. I'll do things my way. It's my way. My way or the highway. This time I'll let it all come out. This time I'll stand up and shout. I'll do things my way. It's my way. My way or the highway. Someday you'll see things my way. Cause you never know. No, you never know when you're gonna go. Someday you'll see things my way. Cause you never know.
Check out my melody.
This is the remix.
Check out my melody.
Check out my melody. All right. let's get back to the show. We got Steve Harrison here with us, and we're talking in Canadian politics. And by the way, I've got a myriad of Canadian news here that's in the chat. Please, at any time, yeah, we should be covering this stuff. So I'll let you take your pick of what to talk about next, and we'll go through all of these.
Yeah. I definitely want to go into the, you know what? We'll just segue to the Canadian soldiers training Ukrainians for the battlefield. I do remember a bit about that. I looked more into the matter of the balloon.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it seems that we only really have CF-18s. They have a theoretical ceiling height of about 50,000 feet.
So the excuse is that the Canadian Air Force does not have fighters that can reach the balloon.
Yep. Exactly.
Well, so it that means if China wanted to just bomb the hell out of Canada, all they need to do is release a fleet of balloons to drop freaking dirty bombs from.
Mm-hmm.
And your country will be completely destroyed.
In theory? Yeah, that's what it seems like.
Oh, man. So that doesn't bode well for anyone who would be concerned about the safety of the Canadian citizens from China.
Well, there is a something I have to vote on as well, which again is for the province of Alberta to express its intent to become the 51st continental state immediately connected to America.
I'm surprised, really, that we even let you form a country. I was surprised we didn't take Canada when the states were forming.
Well, Canada came into existence because of the Civil War, actually.
I thought so, yeah. Something like that.
So, the North and South were too damn busy fighting each other that Britain just kind of went, yeah, I think this might be a good time to actually make it a country, because if they're fighting over... I can't say what I want to say, but, you know, if they're fighting over the slaves... Right? No, it wasn't that they were fighting over the slaves per se. That didn't become an issue until the Emancipation Proclamation, if I remember correctly.
Well, there's a whole industry change. Technology is moving forward. The cotton gin was created. And so slavery was actually made obsolete at that point. So it was an issue of still, you know, my property. What do we do with these people? We can't have this property anymore. But, you know, the other half of the country's like, yeah, well, my property, you're not going to tell me to do anything different.
Yeah. Civil War came down to what the South wanted to do, and that was to basically tell Washington and the swamp to go get stuffed. But apparently the French had their fingers with interference as well, too. So take that one out wherever you will. Anyway, there was an incident that I didn't... that I forgot all about, and I remember hearing something about it. It was that back in 1998, off the coast of Newfoundland, which is on the eastern seaboard, there was a balloon that that a couple of, again, CF-18s that tried to shoot down. And they blasted that balloon with over 1,000 rounds of ammunition. Didn't bring it down. So if with the machine gun on on the jets as it was, didn't cut the mustard, it wasn't gonna work the second time this time round. So
that's
disappointing. Pathetic. But that's called for what it is. That is absolutely pathetic.
Absolutely. A million. I think one of those planes cost, about $4 million a piece, and they couldn't take down a $10,000 airplane. I mean, air balloon. That's a fail.
Mm-hmm.
That's an epic fail. Okay. Well, if that is the case, I mean, wow. At least I know how to illegally immigrate into Canada now.
Oh my God.
Well, I don't know. Canada might be the place to go. Look at some of these, I don't know. You got a lot of good news here, a lot of bad news here. But you said you knew something about the Canadian soldiers training. Mike, can we go ahead and play that clip? We have Mike on his tippy toes tonight.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, I put a bunch of links into the chat here. I'm going to play the Canadian soldiers train Ukrainians.
This is not Ukraine's front line, but it is intended to replicate it. In the comparative safety of neighboring Poland, Canadian soldiers are teaching Ukrainian troops first aid under fire, a skill they will certainly use. We can't show you the Ukrainians' faces, nor disclose exactly where we are in Poland. But all the lessons here are based on real-time experiences from Ukraine's battlefield.
As Russia rebuilds, the race is on to ensure that Ukraine gets the equipment, the training that is necessary for it to be able to survive and be victorious as a nation.
Canada's top soldier only just left Ukraine, a secret weekend visit discussing the state of the battle, following the donation of 8 Canadian Leopard tanks plus artillery guns and ammunition, all coming from Canada's own military stock.
I'm very concerned about our state of readiness.
Weapons needed by Ukraine, says General Eyre, but he says Canada needs replacements soon.
Where there is a will, there is a way. And so we've got to rapidly increase our timelines to be able to rearm ourselves to face the challenges of the future.
The defense minister has said new tanks will be purchased, but there's no indication of what kind or when, and it's regularly taken the federal government years to procure military equipment. Canadians may not be fighting in this war, but the conflict has made Canada's military much busier.
Much of this training will be put to use very quickly because many of these Ukrainian forces are actually headed back to the front lines, some in a matter of just days. David Kalman, CBC News in Western Poland.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you smell that?
Yeah. That's a lot of bull. Yeah. They say, okay, we're not going to show their faces. We're not going to tell you their positions. Well, not. I've seen lots of other footage, so they have any problems showing the faces. They're not showing the faces is because they've got UN soldiers over there. They're Canadian, American, French, everybody's over there.
I think the Dutch are even are helping with that as well, too, if I remember correctly.
So that makes it a world war.
Not yet. Not officially.
Not officially, but you and I know that's a world war. Yeah. It's a proxy war, which is what everybody's stuck on, but if you've got multiple countries backing one country, it's still a world war. Same thing with the Afghanistan. Same thing with Iraq. These were world wars.
Vietnam, Korea.
Right?
Yep.
So everybody's afraid of that World War III. So they just don't call it. They don't use the term World War anymore, except for to frighten the hell out of the population.
Well, actual World War III was the whole time with, with the Cold War. So, I mean, let's not kid ourselves. World War IV, I guess in one way you could look at it, is the continuous expansion of NATO pushing itself up to Russia's borders. Poland is a NATO country, although they really don't have access to the Atlantic. Actually, no, they don't have access to the Atlantic at all.
That's right.
I think that they, yeah, they're basically in that sea, or that body of water that, well, it's predominantly, yeah, it's predominantly the geography is of Sweden.
Right.
Excuse me, and I don't remember, I never really thought of looking into what the name of that body of water is. No, yes, it does connect to the Atlantic, but
it's not, a sea, it's not the ocean.
It's not on the Atlantic itself. No, exactly. Right. So, my reaction when Justin had made the announcement was like, no, yeah, well, that's not really all that surprising. I hadn't made the connection of the Kazarian Mafia at that point in time. But looking back at what's been going on, it does not surprise me at all. Not in the least. But then again, given the likelihood, the extreme likelihood of Canada's Prime Minister being, well, a pedophile, it fits right in with everything that's going on.
And well, hold on now. I believe the term is maps. He's a map.
That's fine.
A minor attracted person. Come on. Get with the times, bro. We have to lessen the blow. We can't make him sound like a bad guy now, because he likes to. He's more than likely attracted to little children, like the rest of the elites are.
Don't get me started. Do not get me started. You'll have to kick me off. If you want to poke the bear? I am half Ukrainian by heritage anyway, so.
Oh, yeah, is that right?
But I have no interest in the country, not anymore. I've walked away from it completely. And that was over the process of a couple of decades, actually. I mean, within Europe, Ukraine, as far as I know, is the most corrupt country there. Absolutely. And can pretty much say that it's the most corrupt country. One of the most corrupt countries on the planet as well. So, I actually, my birthday is their Independence Day. And I wish that was a lie. I really do. But it is. So, to getting back to this whole thing. No, that's not. The training announcement, as I said, was not a surprise at all. And it's unfortunate that it is what it is. But that's really all that Canada can do in any sort of capacity. I remember it's like, yeah, we're gonna send some tanks. Oh yeah, how many? Eight. Well, eight's better than none. Those tanks will be great target practice. So, I suppose.
I mean, everybody's sending tanks. The United States has sent nine Abrams.
Abrams, yeah. We've got the Leopards, or the Leopard 2s, I think is what they had said. and what was in that news clip about procurement of replacements? Oh my God. The bureaucracy that bogs the military down. Holy crap. it will take probably at least a decade before those eight tanks are replaced. And I wish I was joking. For decades, and I can only use that word for decades.
Well, your military, the spending isn't as high as the U.S. I mean, each one of those Abrams cost, I think, oh, I totally forgot. But there's several million apiece, obviously. There's several million apiece.
Yep. well, one of the biggest fiascos that has been plaguing the Canadian Navy is that we have these helicopters, the Sea Kings, and these things are old. I mean, these things are ancient.
That sounds like an old title of something. Yeah, yeah, that sounds old school.
Those things are basically held together by duct tape, bubble gum, and prayers. I heard of one story where a Sea King was coming back in, and it was about to land, and it failed. So,
it failed its secondary job.
It failed to stay airborne.
To fly and then to land.
Yep.
Not that it failed in combat or to hit its target.
Nope. It just mechanically failed.
Oh, boy.
The problem is more deeper than you probably do. And this obviously is all news to you, which is not surprising, but it's pitiful. And the Liberal government under Chrétien at the time, I believe, had made headway. They were going to finally get them replaced. Chrétien ended up being replaced by Stephen Harper, and the Harper government kind of went, you know, we're going to take a look at all of this all over again. So that whole process got sidestepped, and I don't even know if they actually did replace those Sea Kings or not. I wouldn't be surprised if they might have been replaced, not much, but some of them at least may have been replaced with something newer. I mean, the Sikorsky model of helicopter would probably be more than sufficient. It's been around for a long time, and it's easy enough to procure parts, but that's just my guess. We ended up buying two or three used submarines from Britain. And one of them caught fire coming back to Canada crossing the Atlantic. I wish I was picking that one up, my friend. I really wish. So,
and just it's extra funny because it's a submarine. Caught fire. It's underwater.
It was a diesel submarine, if I remember correctly. So, it's just absolutely pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. But again, not surprising. I think that happened when it moved. I was living in Canmore and I remember reading about that. I was just absolutely gobsmacked. So we're talking about 20 some odd years ago.
Well, I think the biggest contribution, especially to the UN, is the soldiers themselves. I mean, when I look at a lot of UN content, there's more often Canadian soldiers being shown than anyone else.
Well, it was Canadian Prime Minister, what the hell was his name? Pearson. Lester B. Pearson had proposed UN peacekeeping forces. So,
okay, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so there's that tradition of sorts, and that's where we tend to, I think that's where we send enough of our soldiers out to anyway, as a guess. Now, it's just pathetic.
And it's weird because Canada only has 10% of the population that the United States does. You only have a little over 30 million.
Yeah, we've got about the same, roughly speaking, we have the same population as California.
Yeah.
So, I know that 45 roasted all members of NATO that didn't meet their, weren't able to commit to their agreed upon military spending budget. And under Trudeau, not that the numbers were all that great under Trudeau, I know that the military spending did go up under Harper, the last prime minister. But, I mean, Trudeau is spending money on bolstering the ranks of Canadian media he's happy doling out cash to illegals that are coming in, especially with one port of entry in Quebec. And that's something that it's still in the back of my mind that comes up once in a while, but it's not very much.
Well, I mean, when did that happen? I mean, I've always heard that it's hard to get citizenship there. It's hard to live there, even as an American. Like, you guys traditionally did not let people in the country.
Well, I guess much like the open borders south of the border, from my perspective, shall we say. Well, it's easy to come in if you're illegal, and then you have kids, and the kids are anchored here. The parents are basically more or less anchored here because the children are born here. And again, that's another massive problem that I've got with how Canada does things. For me to become a dual citizen, I have to become an American first, and then I have to reapply for Canadian citizenship. And I have a feeling that
going through that,
nope, not kidding at all. and trust me, it's crossed my mind a lot lately.
I bet.
If I do, I'll be looking at moving to Montana. It's not that far away from crossing over into Alberta. It really isn't. And Montana is a bigger state as well, too.
Yeah, one of the bigger, emptier states. Yeah.
Yeah, and tends to be Republican or Republican leaning. But yeah, I would have to become an American citizen first. Once I get it, I have to reapply as fast as possible. More or less is what I understood how the process begins. A friend of mine, I haven't spoken with him in years. He's just more solitary than I am. He and his wife immigrated here from Holland. She kept her citizenship with the Netherlands. He became a Canadian citizen. Things didn't work out. He went back to Holland, got his citizenship back there, but they both knew they were coming back. So then he reapplied for his Canadian citizenship again. So once you've gotten past that hurdle, as long as you've got a clean, no criminal record, I imagine it's like one of those, he wants to come back. Okay, sure, fine. Stamp. And that's it. I don't think the process for
me... Wow, imagine being rejected. You're just stuck as an American citizen. Wow. Okay, we got to take the top of the hour break. We'll be right back. So everybody stay tuned.
To call the domestic terrorist threat, all residents of urban neighborhoods and cities are being ordered to stay in their homes until the threats are eliminated. If you disobey orders, you could be shot on sight by rogue agents, federal forces, and domestic terrorist militias. This is your emergency broadcast system. This is a national alert. Imminent threat is nationwide. You must stay in sight of your homes or risk being shot on sight. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance. This is your emergency broadcast system. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love, It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.